We're Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network, and we're going to talk with the Director of Counseling, Sherry Pick, from Pius X, the Spirit Mornings Heartland Tour, next.
Spirit Catholic Radio. Encounter Jesus.
Shelley Pick is the Director of Counseling. They have ambassadors and students support. What is an Shelley, what does an ambassadors and student mean?
Our kids are all great kids, but our ambassadors really live out to be the epitome of an ambassador for Christ, to do what Jesus would do always. And so they are kind of like our feelers on the ground. They assess the climate in our building. They let us know where there might be a few issues. They are the ones who will step up and help the underdog and just really be the face of who we are and living out our faith.
Is it a group of students that choose to be ambassadors, or is it individuals that you seek out and you say, you know what, young man, young lady, you're doing a really good job and we think you'd be good at being an ambassador?
You know, I've been here 9 years, and the program was started about 6 years ago. At that time, it was an invitation type of thing. We got our kids who, you know, had a little bit of clout in our community, and we asked them to join. At that time, we were about 60 kids. We are now, we've opened it up because, you know, in this day and age, kids can be afraid to live out their faith, to be able to stand up to do the right thing. This year, we are 110
Woo!
Strong.
So,
yes, it nice. Gets to be quite a large group to try to manage, but we have 110 kids out there who really are fighting to do the right thing.
And helping others do the right thing. So that's the ambassadors and student support. You also have a partnership with CSS. Now, Dr. Courtney Miller of CSS and some of her team members are on once a month on Spirit Mornings, and they're doing fantastic work.
Yes.
as far as the healthcare of the health of mental health of individuals in the community is concerned, and you partner with them. How do you do that?
Well, I tell you what, when the pandemic hit, we were already, we do our best at our counseling office. We have 4 counselors. We have 3 support staff. We really do our best to build relationships. And before the pandemic, you know, we noticed that we were spending a lot of time with kids in crisis for one way, shape, or form. And with the pandemic, it just kind of escalated the amount of anxiety and depression that we were working with our kids to work through and to manage was really there. And so we knew that after, in the fall of 2020, that we needed to do something. And so I started conversations at the diocesan office to see what we could get done, because you know, as school counselors, we're a talented bunch, I like to think anyway, but so much of what our kids are experiencing is above and beyond how we can help them cope, because they're only in school for certain hours of the day. So over the summer, talked with Mr. Korda and Mr. Cottle, and we sat down with Dr. Miller, and we have forged a relationship where we have counselors from Immaculate Heart of Mary coming in 2 half days a week. So we have one counselor in on Monday morning or Monday afternoon, and then another counselor coming in on Thursday mornings. And so we carve out time for our kids to get mental health therapy during the school day, and it's free of charge.
Now, what was the common theme you were hearing from these students during the pandemic? You know, we hear about them battling anxiety and depression, but what was that one thing that without even calling out names or anything, but that common message that you were hearing from a lot of these students, what were they dealing with?
Well, you know, it was to the point where they just couldn't cope. A little thing that years ago we would have been a hiccup in a road was a catastrophe. And so just being able to move on from that was really, really difficult. Establishing those coping skills for school as well as outside of school was important.
And they are moving on. And how are they doing?
They are. They're doing really, really well. You know, we have done some surveys and things with kids to see what they would like from us, because we want to help them. We're very proud of the fact that parents have chosen to send their children to Pius, and to be a partner just gives me goosebumps every day. So they're moving through, and the help of Dr. Miller and her staff are crucial.
Their resilience is a tribute to you as well, you know, to be able to get through this. And I'm sure some of the teachers and other staff have had to come to you as well to kind of cope with this. And it would be difficult to be a counselor during these times when you don't have anything to refer to in the past. This isn't anything you can go back to and say, well, this is how they handled it the first time. You know, so it was trial by error for everybody.
Yes, it's been 3 years since our kids have had a normal school year, and to be able to go through just the basic, easy stuff, it's just not there anymore.
And it's faith-based counseling through CSS.
It is. It is. And, you know, for our counselors, too, it's been much more praying with our students. You know, I was in the public sector for years before coming to Pius. I was a parent before I was a staff member. And so it was one of those things where to be able to have the Holy Spirit come upon you to pray with the child is really something pretty special.
And it's not something every student has access to.
Correct.
You know, and not to call out any other schools or anything, but that's kind of what makes Pius the 10th special, is they do have staff and counselors like you to help them through that, but also do it with a Catholic faith-based, you know, with God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit on your side.
Yes.
How can you do wrong?
Exactly.
Right? Amen.
There's nothing like also being able to walk them down to the chapel and let's pray together. And it's wonderful.
That's awesome.
Shelley Pick, Director of Counseling at Pius the 10th, also sharing with us about the ambassadors and student support and your partnership with CSS. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
I want to thank Shelley for the readers, too.
She brought Damien the readers. He needed them and saved him. Damien, don't take those home, although they look sharp on you. Don't take those home. Give them back.
They go with the goatee.
Yes,
they
do.
Shelley, God bless you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
It's Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.